The life of a student can be stressful with classes, homework, and after-school activities, and the stress could increase if a student is bullied by peers. Students at one Galesburg school are trying to prevent that from happening to their classmates and friends. Tri-State's Public Radio's T.J. Carson reports.
Katie Dunbar is a seventh grader at Lombard Junior High. She's like your typical preteen. She goes to school every day. She has friends, and she's involved in activities at her school. But Dunbar says her time in junior high has been tough because some girls started picking on her.
I was left out a lot, and I was like cyberbullied. Like, girls would make statuses about me, and then when I was left out, these girls would just like leave me out of the group and like push me away and call me names and stuff.
She was not the only one at her school to feel the wrath of some peers.
I've been called fag, gay.
This girl, she's in eighth grade, and she said, if you don't get out, then I'll jump you.
I have like a problem with my eyes, and people used to make fun of me because of my eyes, and they made fun of my weight.
The bullying made the recipients feel like they were alone, without a friend. Dunbar could have ignored the bullying or lashed out at her attackers. Instead, she chose to fight back in a positive way. She formed the Take a Stand Club. Dunbar says the club helps bullied students by showing them that someone has their back.
There's kids who do, like, terrible things, and I don't want them to, like, do that. So if they ever feel like that, then they can come to us, and they can talk about stuff in group.
All right, so this week's topic of discussion is has to do with where to seek help, when to seek help.
The Take a Stand Club meets once a month. On this late April day, the club met after school. It has about 9 members. 4 teachers help sponsor it and participate in meetings. Membership in the club is not open. Those who are interested must apply, have good grades, and show why they want to be a part of the club. Lombard principal Nick Sutton says the club helps create a community with a culture of being proud to be a Lombard student. He says it has been successful because of the students running it.
It's easy to then get buy-in from kids because they understand this is coming from their peers. It's not coming from the top down.
Sutton sees the success of the program every day. He says office referrals for student misbehavior have been cut in half in the last year. Referrals for bullying are also down.
We're excited because this is the first year that we've been able to maintain that 80% or more of our kids have 0-1 office referrals. And one of the variables that we think that have attributed to this is this Take a Stand Club.
The club organized an event called Act of Kindness Day. Anyone who donated $1 pledged to do an act of kindness on behalf of the school. Sutton says the event generated more than 540 acts of kindness. Katie Dunbar says she had her doubts about whether the Take a Stand Club would succeed, but she's noticed changes in attitudes. Dunbar says there has been less name-calling since the club started, and now she wants to expand the club.
Right now it's just seventh grade, but we're going to change it to like go into sixth and eighth as I get older.
Dunbar also wants to see the club work in the community and expand into other schools in Galesburg. She hopes every student in Galesburg can stop worrying about bullies and go back to worrying about the important things, classes, homework, and after-school fun. I'm T.J. Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.